came fresh, spring of pleasure. Wild animals are called
horses.
More than one, though, would be called
horses.
A female is called
mare,
but male or female is still a
horse.
Say a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, "I must have fell out of bed or fell off the bed." The things that you would put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road, what would you call them?
Horse shoes.
The parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called what?
Hoofs.
The game you play with them is called
horseshoe. Hoop. They are those games.
Have you ever played them before?
Yes, I have.
What is a male sheep called?
A lamb.
Is there another name?
Bat.
Would you know of a special word that might be used by farmers?
You. For the real sheep, you mean?
Right.
You.
But wouldn't that be the female sheep?
Yes, yes.
What do they have on their backs?
Wool.
What is a male hog called?
A bull. A bull hog. A breeding hog. A feeding hog.
Alright, I believe the breeding hog would be the one that you breed with the sire. What do you call him?
You would call him the bull, or the stock hog.
What would you call a male that's been altered?
Bear, or castrated, a castrated hog.
What is it called, a little one when it's first born? What do they have on their back?
Bristles.
Can you describe these bristles for us?
Stiff hair on the hog's back.
These big teeth the hog has, what do you call them?
Tusks.
What do you call things that an elephant has?
Tusks.
Are they called the same thing?
No, it sounds the same, but they are spelled a little different.
Now the thing you put the food in for a hog would be a what?
Trough, a trough.
If you had more than one, you'd say, "I had
trough."
Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do with him?
You were going to castrate him.